of your body shape.
Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way.
A little fitness training is not the only thing you need.
With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed.
With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
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 Hey everybody, how y'all doing today? Hey, I hope y'all having a wonderful day dealing with this lock-in situation, or some people are free to do what they want. But today, how you doing? This is Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. I'm here to talk to y'all today about stay ready, you never have to get ready. Now, this is going to be quick and easy and brief. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a whole bunch of information out there, but I want to kind of get you started with a little knowledge and a little, stuff that I use for myself or for a client that I'm dealing with. You know, I have a couple of slogans, and one of them today is going to be on stay ready, never have to get ready. And some people may not understand or know what that means. That means if you're exercising, or better yet, let me put it in this scenario. If you're a basketball player and you're trying out for a team, or want to try out for a team, or going to try out for a team, you want to always continue to practice, because practice the fundamentals and dribbling or whatever the case may be, because it helps you stay ready. And as long as you stay ready, you never have to get ready, because when you go try out for that team, when that basketball player goes try out for that team, he or she has to be ready when they get on that court, because sometimes the coaches ain't got time to take you back to the basics to get you ready for a game. You should already be at some point to where they can enhance your game, make your game a little better, or whatever the case may be, but you are ready. You understand? So my thing today is stay ready, you never have to get ready. Exercise. Right now everybody at one point was on the shelter in place, you know, thing they were doing across the country. And people started working out, exercising, probably feeling better about themselves, not realizing how good exercise can be. So being that they started exercising, they started feeling better, and that's a good thing. But you have to stay ready, because you never have to get ready. Meaning, if you continue to exercise, it means you're staying ready. So if something comes up to where you have to do something physical, it ain't necessarily ideal with exercise, it can be physical, period. You staying ready, so you never have to get ready. Because you don't want to go into that event or that whatever you're trying to do, depends on if you're trying to get into some fitness or dancing schools or whatever the case may be. You want to be ready when you go in for that, you have to be ready for when you go in to do, get in front of those people to show what you know. So with exercise, you got to stay ready, because me, if I'm going to be ready, I'll stay ready with bench pressing. I got to keep bench pressing in order to stay ready for bench pressing. Exercise, you got to stay ready to keep your body healthy. Stay ready, you never have to get ready. And, you know, a lot of times I kind of refer that to the Bible as far as, you know, with exercise, you stay ready, you never have to get ready, depending on the sport. And then you have the Bible. The Bible says, be ye also ready. It says you stay ready, you never have to get ready. So when people stay ready on with the Bible, you stay ready reading your word, going to church, doing what you're supposed to do. You never have to get ready, because they say, when the Bible says, when God even comes back, you got to be ready. You can't tell him, hold on, I need to get ready because it ain't going to be like that. You got to be ready. So stay ready. You never have to get ready. And that's a very important thing for a lot of things in your life, especially with exercise, especially dealing with sports or whatever event you're trying to accomplish. And I know everybody has different events that they might be trying to accomplish, whether it be for basketball, football, baseball, dance, schools, or whatever the case may be, rapping. You still got to stay ready in order to be ready, so you never have to get ready. And you want to continue stretching. You want to continue exercise. You want to continue staying in shape in order to keep yourself at a certain level in your life to where you know that whenever you go forth with whatever event you got coming or you got to do, you're going to be 100% ready. There's no second guesses. There are no thoughts, no extra thoughts. There are no hopefullys and whatever the case may be. So always remember, stay ready. You never have to get ready. Now, for the people that are listening, if you have any questions, press 1. And I will bring you in, and you can ask any question you may want. So just letting you know, if you have questions, press 1. I will be sure to. But as of right now, you know, exercise is the key for a lot of things. And you want to stay ready with exercise because you want to make sure your heart is conditioned. You want to make sure your body is conditioned. A lot of times people get out of shape because they don't want to do what it takes to stay in shape. Some people think it's harder to just work out than it is to just go ahead and do some exercise. Most people just rather just sit at home and watch TV, eat ho-hos and bun-buns all day, you know, because they think it's easier, or they think they have a magic pill out there in the world that people can take to help them get into shape. And it's all about exercise and taking care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself. And I wasn't going to hold y'all long today because, you know, stay ready, never have to get ready. And I want you to always stay ready within yourself as far as fitness. Always be on your fitness game. I want you to always, whatever you're doing right now, as far as the people that are working out during the epidemic, as they call it, whatever you're doing, continue doing what you're doing because it helps you in the long run. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Continue doing what you're doing. Don't get out here in the world when they open up everything for everybody and start doing other things. Stay on you because that's going to be a key to a lot of things, especially high blood pressure, stress. There's a lot of things that fitness and exercise help. So always stay ready. I'm not going to hold y'all too long, but if anybody's out there that have a question or maybe a topic that we might can discuss next weekend, a topic that they want to discuss today, you got a question within the next 5 minutes or so, you can ask me. All you do is press 1, and if you have a question, I'll bring you on and we can talk. I can ask you a question. Be sure to just press 1, and it'll tell me that you're trying to get through. But next weekend, if you don't ask me now, if you have a subject you want me to discuss, next weekend, you can either hit me down and tell me, or you can hit me on my phone. You can message me on my cell, 662-368-2152. You can hit me on fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, whichever you prefer to talk about subjects that might be that you might be willing to discuss, you know, and things you want to hear about as far as fitness side. So I see I got a caller out there. Hey, caller, you had any questions or anything, any concerns that you might have right now? If you do, please press 1. Let me talk to you. But just remember, always stay ready. So you never have to get ready. Even if you're going for an event, like I have a friend of mine that, you know, wants to get back into a dance, my advice to her was to stay ready. Start exercising, start stretching, getting yourself together. So when that time comes for that audition or whatever the case may be, you'll be ready. You'll be on top of the game. You know, if and ands, buts about it. You know, maybe I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready. No, you're ready. When you walk in the door, you're going to be 100% like, yeah, I'm going to do this. So you want to be on top of the game, because when those people see you, you want them to be, man, she was super ready. She was on top of her game. And that's the kind of person we need on our team, somebody that's ready at all times. So my encouraging words are, my thought to her would be to get ready. So you never have to stay ready, so you never have to get ready. So start exercising, start stretching, start getting yourself ready for that event that's coming soon, because it's coming. When you do come, I want you to be 100% at whatever event that you have. And people don't realize I'm here if they need help. And if you need help with something or got a question with something, especially about food or meal plans or whatever the case may be, feel free to contact me and I can help you. I'm getting ready to bring up a website real soon on Fitness Evolution, and just gonna have different things on that people can do. Get you evaluated. Just gonna have evaluation sheets on there so I can kind of know who I'm with. It's gonna be for you to contact me. Also, I'm gonna be selling my book on there, my recipe book that I have out there. For families, and the book is really geared towards family. It's geared towards everybody. But you know, a lot of times we need to stay ready, because you got kids. If you got kids, a lot of times our kids mimic what we do. If we sit around and eat all day, kids gonna sit around and eat all day. So we want to make sure that our kids aren't falling into a bad routine. So with that fitness book, if you look at it, it'll actually tell you stuff about, you know, if you got a meal coming, plan or a sauce or something, you need to this and that. Bring your kids in. Allow your kids to help you with mixing, stirring your meals, getting your meals together, because it'll help bring the kids together. And at the same time, it'll give the kids another option other than fast food. Because kids get so stuck on the fast food, whatever the case may be. So we want to make sure that we take care of our kids and make sure they get it. Now, within the last few seconds that we have going on this morning, I just wanted to let you know, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, you can always call me. It's 2-5-2. Fitness Evolution. Thank you for joining me today. Hope to hear from you soon. If you message me or whatever case may be, or listen to me again next weekend. Listen to My Gospel Soul, The Talk 2019 on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, there at 12. Thank you for joining me. You have a great day.